When Mitenko explained why they had pretended to be dead, the king and queen promised to send them money whenever they needed it.
Exercise 3. Listen again and fill in the missing time phrases below. Task. Read the opening and closing sentences and the key words and phrases. Discuss the story with your partner and write the story with the help of the key words and phrases and the sentences provided.
Her name was Mrs. Thompson. As she stood in front of her fifth grade class on the very first day of school, she told the children a lie. Like most teachers, she looked at her students and said that she loved them all the same. But that was impossible, because there, in the front row, slumped in his seat, was a little boy named Teddy Stoddard. Mrs. Thompson had watched Teddy the year before and noticed that he didn't play well with the other children, that his clothes were messy, and that he constantly needed a bath. And Teddy could be unpleasant. At the school where Mrs. Thompson taught, she was required to review each child's past records, and she put Teddy's off until last. However, when she reviewed his file, she was in for a surprise.